Hey, this is Dan Hansis alongside Chris Wessling.
Hey, Dan.
Mark Sessler and the boss, Greg Rosenthal. We're the Around the NFL podcast. Check us out three times a week as we discuss the latest NFL news as it happens. Always, of course, with a touch of mirth. Subscribe at NFL.com/podcasts, iTunes, and Stitcher.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ and Bucky here. We were supposed to be talking about a preseason game that already took place, Buck.
Yep.
But we're not. We still have to wait for that first game, but it's coming tomorrow.
Yeah, excited about the preseason finally kicking off. We've talked a lot about these prospects, a lot about these players going to their teams. We went through the draft. We've seen OTAs and offseason workouts and mini camps. Training camp started. But now we get to see the pass pop. We get to see players perform for real. And the way it goes in that first game, you may see the starters for a series or two, but we really get an opportunity to evaluate all the rookies and all the bubble players. And as you know, we've seen the release of the depth charts this week. Those depth charts will change rapidly next week after we finally get a performance under their belts.
One of the things that, you know, I don't know if people from the outside understand how this can change, because it would seem like, ah, football is football. But you could always notice there's different types of players in terms of their development and when the lights come on. So you have guys, you know how this is, one-on-one pass rush, they'll win every rep, right? All of a sudden you get in a team setting in practice and they're not quite as dominant. Now you get into a preseason game atmosphere and you see even less from them. And then you have these other guys that when, you know, the more people you put on the field, the more lights that get turned on in the stadium, the better they perform. And people maybe think that's a cliche. It's 100% true. You'll have guys, I remember guys, you're like, man, this guy, I don't know why we drafted him. All of a sudden, you get on in that first preseason game, and you're like, okay, all right, now this guy's just not a practice player.
Yeah, this is a huge opportunity, and a lot of people will say, well, why do they play preseason games? They don't count. You can't get anything from it, but you absolutely can get something from it if you know what you're looking for. For me, when I'm looking at games from the offensive standpoint when it comes to the team, I want to see the offense operate in rhythm, particularly the first team. When they're in, if they're in for 10 to 14 plays, I want to see a smooth running outfit. They look like they know what they're doing. Quarterback is in rhythm. He has a couple completions. They get off the field. Defensively, I want to make sure that they don't have any major errors, mental mistakes, not giving up big plays, balls not flying over the head of the defense, those things. But then from a player standpoint, I'm looking for the young guys that just kind of flash, make a play. They step up in big moments. They stand out on kicking coverage teams or maybe have a big return. What you're trying to do as a bubble player or young guy, you're just trying to live for the next week. You're trying to do something that allows you to sustain your opportunity for another week. So it's very important, very early, that you flash, because we talked about how these depth charts change. All the expectations that we have leading into the game, they change once we see the guys on the field.
No question. And to me, the quarterback position, we've seen all these reports, and now it's gotten to the point where at these practices we get a throw-by-throw breakdown of all these quarterbacks, right? When you get in the preseason game, I know – even look at my limited playing experience and playing in college, I always liked it as someone that wasn't 6'5". I always liked it when you got in live conditions, because things cleared up for me throwing lane wise. Yep. And you'll see that with some of these quarterbacks as well. Once you get in a live period, the lanes clear themselves up. You don't have that kind of mush rush. You don't have the brother-in-law activity taking place between your offense and defensive linemen, because the quarterback's not live, so you're not getting that full feel. I thought things kind of open up and you could see a lot better once you get in these live game conditions.
I think the preseason is for playmakers. There's some guys that are just gamers. You talked about the more guys on the field, the more people that are in the stands, the brighter the lights, the bigger the stage, they perform well. There's some guys that embrace that pressurized situation of knowing that I'm fighting for my roster spot, but it's in a game. And if it's in a game, I'm going to play really well. So what I'm trying to see, which rookies or young players stay the same in terms of the guys that look good in practice, that are able to take whatever they did in practice, those habits, and put them in play in games, because those are going to be guys that are trustworthy. As much as I like the gamers, if the gamers haven't practiced well, it kind of still makes me uneasy. I'm willing to give them extended opportunities and let them play more, but I need to see them practice. Everything to me, you have to be able to check off all the boxes when it comes to the preparation and the performance part of it, so you feel good about those young guys.
All right, the slate we have here on Thursday, man, we got a bunch of games. I'm looking at the schedule here, Buck, and we don't have a long episode today. We did a bunch of video content, which you can check out. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on NFL.com, I'm sure. We're doing our divisional preview, so we preview the AFC North, where we go through each division and we break down the talent at each different position. We end up ranking that, then we compile the numbers, and we kind of give, based on talent, who we believe is the favorite in each of these divisions. So the AFC North one will be up today. We also then are doing.
Can I just say, guys?
Hey, TD.
Whoa!
I thought there's a voice.
Here.
I thought you were watching the Australia USA.
I will be pretty soon. I'm also a big swimming fan when the Olympics come around.
Oh,
I watch Phelps, and I even get in the pool myself during the Olympics. Every 4 years, I get a little workout going.
Phelps.
I'm a Phelps guy. Full on.
What do you think of Lidecky?
Solid. Legit. The Team USA, we're hanging out with the swimming team.
I'm just trying to see if he knows if Lidecky is a girl or a boy.
That's I know Lidecky is.
Because he's such a front runner, you know, that it would just be Michael Phelps. Katie Ledecky's been tearing it up in the Olympics, too. I was just wondering if you knew.
Durant had a nice photo with Lidecky yesterday, and the caption was Katie Ledecky. I might have just been introduced to her like a couple of days
ago. So the only way he knows about her is through that.
Yeah.
It has to be through the basketball.
But I was going to say, as someone who was here and watched and produced these video segments that we did earlier today, which you should check out, you guys did a great job.
I appreciate that.
Awesome job. So just one of the
put-ups. Put-ups are good.
Yeah.
By the way, we're working on our in-season content. Can we tease a little bit of what days we're going to have coming up in the season?
Yes, in season we're going to be two times a week. We're going to have audio shows and video content 2 days a week, likely Tuesday and Thursday. So if you're, I would say about 5 p.m. Eastern, I would say hopefully we have that both content up. So if you're listening to audio, if you want to watch video, do both.
Yeah, we're gonna have it. By the way, Greg Rosenthal, you know, I got into a little bit of. I took some shots at the ATN boys on Twitter, and Greg Rosenthal tried to come back with, "So you guys have a podcast now?" So there's your answer, Greg. Yeah, we do. We actually do. We have two a week coming your way, and he listens to every episode.
I know he does.
Don't let that.
I know they're looking.
Wes is a big fan too. Yeah,
they're taking our material.
Millman.
That's all right. But Buck, let's get back on point here.
Might be too complicated for Dan though.
TD, I normally give you a hard time when you jump in. But you said some nice things there, so I'm not gonna give you any grief there. If you want to jump in with compliments, you're fine. Your soccer takes
can
right. stay on the sideline.
That's right.
Oh, Man United got Paul Pogba, but carry on. I'm excited.
Remember when were you in here when I quizzed him on like old school soccer trivia?
Yeah,
he got every one.
I know he knows that. That's his first.
He's
love.
The Elliot Harrison of the European soccer.
Yes, season. That's a nice. You're the soccer. Historian.
I don't know if I want to be compared to Elliot Harrison.
He's got great hair. All right, Bucky, I'm putting you on the spot because we didn't plan this, but I'm just looking at these slated games. We don't have to get into specific players, and we've mentioned the stars are not going to play a long time, but I always kind of look at one thing you'd like to see in this game. So I'm going to give a game here.
Okay.
And let's just put our heads together and say, okay, if you're watching this game, this is one thing you can look for. Atlanta and Washington. I mean, we're not going to see much of Cousins, but I think, you know, I want to see, has he carried over that momentum and just a little bit of action? Can Atlanta rush the quarterback?
That's absolutely. I want to see how Vic Beasley makes the transition to outside linebacker after playing defensive end. They've kind of downplayed.
I think that's going to be a tough
They've downplayed the position switch, saying that, you know, moving to the position, he's still going to rush the passer. But I just want to see how they use him. And also, you talk about Kirk Cousins being kind of under pressure going into the year. Josh Norman.
Him,
even though he has a couple reps, he traditionally has always been really, really good at neutralizing Julio Jones. Let's see if it continues.
That's a great matchup. I forgot about that. Tampa Bay and Philly. I mean, to me, this is easy. The two quarterbacks. You want to see Jameis, who, by the way, have you seen him? He's in phenomenal shape.
Great shape. He's beginning to kind of own the team in terms of own the leadership role, doing some things. Look, he is who he is. We talked about him being a natural leader and all that other stuff. He seemed like he's matured a little bit. I'm looking to see how his game has matured in year two.
So, you know, DJ, during Super Bowl week, I had met up with Jameis.
Okay.
Had a little nice little chat. You know, I might have
dropped the 360 on him?
I did drop the 360. I'm
was
like,
he
hey.
Aware of 360? That's a no.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I gave him a little pep talk, though. You know, showed him some of the Instagram videos. I'm like, Jameis, this could be you, bro. Put in that work.
I told you, we talked about it back in the day, though. A certain owner listened to that episode. May or may not have been the team that ended up selecting him. So there were people out there.
Yep.
By the way, 360, let's get it. Let's get on that early this year.
Yeah, last year we did the Cam Newton 360, which is great.
Very cool.
So we'll do some
check more. Those out on YouTube if you haven't seen them already. Good nugget there, TD. I was talking to somebody in the league who actually sent me a text like, have you seen Jameis? And I'm like, yeah, man, he's in great shape. He's like, he used to have cheeks.
Yeah.
He doesn't have cheeks anymore.
He doesn't have the chipmunk. Yeah, chipmunk cheeks.
Well, I was thinking, what was Different Strokes? Remember Arnold?
Oh, yes.
Those cute little cheeks?
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman. Nice recall. Nice recall there. I believe no longer with us.
No. I don't.
A lot of people. Is Todd Bridges?
I don't think so.
Can we find?
Is Gary Coleman?
Yeah, I think that didn't end well. How about Todd Bridges? Is he still? He's still alive.
He's
right?
Still around. Todd Bridges is around.
Gary Coleman. Yes, R.I.P. Todd Bridges. Let's find that out.
I think Todd Bridges is still here. The girl Dana.
He is still here. Still with us.
I think the sister though. I think she took.
They had problems.
She took a knee pretty early. And Mr. Drummond, I want to say, passed away not too long ago.
Yeah.
You didn't know you were going to get that on the pod.
I certainly did not. You can tell me about Punky Brewster too.
I could. I got the theme song on my phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Not even playing. I do. New Orleans and New England. This is interesting to me because Mike Thomas, remember when he was just grilling us because we didn't have him high enough?
He's mad.
From Ohio State, the wide receiver?
He's showing up.
He went to a perfect spot. I mean, when you look at how Marcus Colston had been used in that offense, he's a younger, better version of that. So, I mean, he's got a chance as a rookie. And Brandon Cooks is our guy. We've been all over Brandon Cooks from Jump Street. He stays healthy. Golly, I got to believe he's going to have a big year as well.
He could have a big year. Offensively, they're locked and loaded. But on defense, I'm curious to see what is Dennis Allen going to do about a defense. This was a defense that was historically bad.
For the last couple of years, they've been terrible.
See some signs of progress from those guys. My guy Aaron Glenn is coaching the secondary. Let's see if he can get P.J. Williams up and running from Florida State.
I'm a big P.J. Williams guy. For New England, it's easy. Jimmy G.
And also, I'm curious to see how much are they going to show about that two tight end set and what they eventually will do with
not much.
Martellus Bennett and Rob Gronkowski.
Not much. Carolina and Baltimore. Unfortunately, Steve Smith, we don't get to see him roll out against his old team.
No, but Kelvin
Benjamin. Even in the preseason, you know he'd have an edge, be rolling. Yeah.
Will they put Kelvin Benjamin on the field or will they hold him? Kind of like that that Christmas gift that you don't want to unwrap. You want to make sure that you wait to Christmas Day. Not Christmas Eve. Christmas Day to make sure he's on.
You can shake it in warm-ups, though. find out what it is. For Baltimore, again, they got so many injured guys. Joe Flacco. I've heard, by the way, he's looked great in training camp. They feel good about him and his health. And Dennis Pitta, I've heard some good things there. Ben Watson, I think, is a great fit for them. Two veterans, Ben Watson and Eric Weddle, how they kind of fit in there, I think leadership-wise will be a big addition to that.
They needed it. There was a leadership void, in my estimation, a little bit. So now you get someone in the back end, Eric Weddle, who can kind of control the defense, much like Ed Reed used to back in the day.
All right, next game here on Thursday, Jags and Jets. And I'll tell you what, man, the one – you know, we've heard a lot about all the young players on Jacksonville. The offense is got all those positional players. They've bring in Malik Jackson. You look at Miles Jack coming in the draft, Jalen Ramsey. The dude I am hearing about is Dante Fowler Jr. I just tweeted out the other day, double-digit sacks. I mean, from everything I've heard, and I loved him when we were coming out.
You did.
And you were a big fan as well with what he could do and the explosiveness he had off the edge. I've heard he's got all that explosiveness back to the point where anything less than double digits in the sack department is going to be a disappointment. Pretty crazy for a guy who hadn't taken a snap in the NFL yet.
Well, I mean, that's the huge news for the Jaguars and their fans because they need someone that can be a double-digit sack artist, a guy that can command attention. If he can do that with Malik Jackson on the inside and then they can run and chase with Miles Jack hopefully getting on the field, this defense is under pressure because they have a chance in the AFC South, but the defense is going to have to really carry the water.
For the Jets, what are you looking for there? Anything, Buck?
I'm looking for Leonard Williams continue to progress. I'm also looking to see how comfortable are they in the back end. They don't have Antonio Cromartie. D. Milner may be in the rotation in some way, shape, or form. Can he earn a spot in the rotation? I want to see what he looks like when he's on the field having to play.
By the way, there's always a couple guys that change teams in free agency, and I'll always get confused of where the heck they went. I wake up one day and I think Janoris Jenkins went to the Jets. The next day I wake up thinking he went to the Giants. I have to literally no, he's the Giants. That's the one that's been messing with me here in the offseason. All right, Denver and Chicago, the quarterback competition with the Broncos getting a chance to see Paxton Lynch take his first NFL snaps. That's something to look forward to there.
Trevor Siemian is the guy.
Oh,
I've heard so much about him. I can't wait to see him.
Trevor Siemian.
He's the next coming.
I said, like, if we were going to title the competitions here, it's just, you know, I don't want to say it's not very nice.
No, it's not very nice, so we'll withhold it.
I won't say it. But anyways, all right, Chicago, they're playing against in that game. The defense under John Fox, year two, a lot of new pieces there, especially at the linebacker position. Can we see them take that next step forward? Something I'm looking to see there.
Yeah, I'm looking to see the debut of Kevin White on offense.
Bingo.
Big-time player. They get like a bonus pick because he comes back, didn't play at all as a rookie. You're able to put him out there, maybe him opposite Alshon Jeffrey. Maybe he actually can be the number one receiver down the line if he flashes enough.
I need you to do me a favor. I'm always cognizant of this, but I might need some assistance here because I had gone so all in on Kevin White in the pre-draft process. And then I got so much heat from people because our guy Amari Cooper, who I had as the third best player in the draft, played great last year. I had Kevin White as the number two player in the draft. And I'm like, hold up, let's let the guy play before we say he can't play. Now, everything I've heard has been phenomenal. But I have one rule when it comes to Twitter and the really even, not even just the preseason, the first 2 years of a career. Don't ever pat yourself on the back on a player
too soon,
too early. And then don't ever take the L too early now either.
No, don't concede. Don't wave the white flag.
No,
yet.
Do not concede. So when Kevin White goes like, I'm going to say like 3 for 85 in this first preseason, I need you to send me a text. DJ, don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't say I told you.
Don't do it. So I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. All right, next game here, Detroit and Pittsburgh. Look, I got some grief because I went all in on Ziggy leading the league in sacks this year over some higher profile guys when you look at Von Miller and Khalil Mack and company. So looking to see him continue to take that next step in his career. Pittsburgh, I guess, you know, look at some of these young receivers, see how they fit in. Who's going to take over from Martavis?
Young secondary. Artie Burns, Sean Davis. Those young guys are vying to get into the
raw
lineup. Want to see if those guys can play because they need to improve their back end because I think their front seven is going to be lights out. It's going to be can their guys hold up in coverage. And also,
young offensive line in Detroit too, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, Jamar Cooter gets to take over. Who jumps in and replaces Calvin Johnson? How do they do it? Do they slip
Marvin
around
Jones
the yard a little
in the
bit?
Mix? Yep. Taylor Decker looks like he's going to start at left.
Yeah.
Ackle is a rookie. Miami and the Giants. I want to see the number who I thought was the best player in the draft, Laremy Tunsil. How does he fit in with this front here in Miami? Look at a lot of additions, one of them going from one team to the other. We look at Olivier Vernon going from the Dolphins to the Giants. A lot of new pieces on defense in that game to take a look at. A
lot of new pieces. I want to see Jason Pierre-Paul. How comfortable is he now that he's taking the club off his hand? Can he get back to being the guy that we were amazed at early in his career? And then how does Steve Spagnuolo put all the pieces of the puzzle together on defense? They have a lot of shiny toys. Can he get them all marching in the same direction?
Can we do a sample conversation of what takes place on the sideline? All right. Hey, Mario Williams. Mario, come here. Mario, hey, let's get you out there for that second series.
I'm good.
Nah, coach, I you know, I'm good.
I got a tummy ache.
Yeah, you know, a little tight, a little hammy, a little bit tight. You know, I already cut the tape off my ankles. No, we ain't going to see much of him. Minnesota and Cincinnati. We got Treadwell playing in there, first-round pick with the Vikings. It'd be fun to see him out there in the mix. Watch Teddy take his next step in his career on the road. Unfortunately, I want to see this new stadium in Minnesota, but this one's at Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the Vikings offense looks like. We want to see Laquan Treadwell. We're ready to anoint him as the number one, but the depth chart say he's still playing with the twos. Let's see if he can earn some more playing time and move his way up the chart.
All right, in Cincinnati in that one, I mean, trying to replace some of the receivers they lost. We'll see a rookie there outside in Tyler Boyd as well.
Tyler Boyd has a chance to show everybody that he was worthy of being selected higher than he went. I think he has an opportunity to get into the lineup. I know Brandon LaFell is listed as a starter. I expect Boyd to be a major contributor, though.
Cleveland and Green Bay, I mean,
RG3.
Well, no, that wasn't our guy. I was going to say Corey Coleman.
Yeah.
I think you went in on – you went
no,
all in.
No, absolutely.
But both went all in.
But RG3 has to throw to him.
Again, Bucky, text me right after Corey Coleman goes first play up.
Oh, he's going to
go
big.
DJ, don't do it.
No.
Just wait. Don't do it.
Preseason made for him. Because as much press coverage
as
the Green Bay Packers put out, like at some point, somebody's going to go in a backup, and the speed, beep, beep, he's going to go by him.
I like to see them kind of use him inside a little bit too. We talk about it in the fall when we're watching game tape every week. We see so much vertical offense from the slot. Oh, he's made for that.
Let's see how he plays. And look, not only him, but all those other young guys that they have at Rashard Higgins, Jordan Payton.
Hollywood.
A lot of guys. Jordan Payton is one that I'm really excited about because I think he called me out like I was sleeping on.
Remind me to tell you something off the air. Okay, let's go from there. All right, let's go. In Green Bay, by the way, all those young defensive linemen, it's like the UCLA defensive front.
Young defensive linemen. I'm looking at a wide receiver, Jerry Janis. Let's see, he made some plays.
Jeff Janis.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking Jared Abadaris. But
nice.
Jeff Janis is actually
the two white guys
about
together. Oakland and Arizona, Buck.
I mean, I want to see both defenses. Like, I am scared of that defense in Oakland. I want to see Mario Edwards Jr., see if
that's
he continues to progress, see how Khalil Mack flashes in those early moments. But then have they solved the puzzle in the back end? I don't know if Carl Joseph is on the field yet, but I just want to see how that secondary holds up.
How about, to me, the dude that got in a fight with Edwards the other day, Kelechi Osemele.
Ooh.
I think this Oakland Raiders offensive line, I tweeted out the other day about how high and bullish I am on them. I mean, I think when you look at Hudson and you look at Osemele and you look at Jackson, they can move people on the interior now. That's going to be a very physical group going up against a good interior front there from the Cardinals. That'll be fun to watch for, I don't know, 3-4 plays.
Brandon Williams for the Cardinals. Guy is supposed to be starting opposite Patrick Peterson.
My A&M corner.
Bruce Arians said it's his job to lose. You're talking about a convert, a guy that was a running back for most of his collegiate career, moves to cornerback his last year, and is being thrust into the lineup. I know they play a lot of bump and run coverage. Let's see if he can handle responsibility being the number two corner opposite Patrick Peterson, because we know where the ball is going to go once they see that matchup.
I'm glad you said that there. I was trying to pull up. Nah, I couldn't find it. I know I had done some stuff on Brandon Williams, and again, I was pretty high on him, so I was going to put him on the list of guys you have to text me about if he has a pick.
Yep.
Don't do it. I won't say anything. Okay, let's go Seattle, Kansas City. Anything jump out to you there, Buck?
Seattle.
How about D. Ford? Are we going to see him?
Hopefully we see him get a mix. He should have more opportunities with Justin Houston. I want to see on the opposite side, Frank Clark. Frank Clark should step into the role vacated by Bruce Irvin. Maybe he can get on the field, be a pass rusher, give him that high motor energy that they like to have on the edges. Look, we'll see.
How about Trevon Boykin taking some snaps there? It's been buzz. He's going to be the two.
We talked about the preseason being made for certain guys.
Yeah,
I think the preseason might be made for him. A little chaotic in the fourth quarter. It kind of gets a little hairy. I think people forget how special he was at TCU. I'm not saying he's necessarily a pro quarterback, but he's going to run around and he should make it fun.
Yeah. What are you jumping in on here, TD?
Jimmy Graham back at Seahawks practice.
Oh, you're excited about that, aren't you?
I'm really excited.
You know
go
what?
Hawks.
Are you still all in on Seattle?
I am all in on Seattle. Come on, it's been like 5 years in the making. I made it official 2 years ago, and I'm still all in.
All right, I'm glad to see you holding to it. Let's move on to the next one here, Buck. We got a couple more. We've got Indy and Buffalo, which we thought we'd see Indy the other night. Didn't happen. Some young offensive linemen want to see in the mix there. Buffalo, how about their draft class just getting crushed?
Decimated.
Reggie Ragland, done. Shaq Lawson going to miss significant time. That's kind of the
– Dolphins Washington.
He's still left, right?
Still
he
left.
Ain't got hurt yet.
Sorry.
What time is it? Okay, as of noon on Wednesday, Adolphus Washington.
This may be a team that we always thought that Rex Ryan teams would be kind of governed by their defense. Their offense may have to kind of carry a little bit of the load. Shady McCoy coming back. Some of the young running backs want to see those guys. Jonathan Williams is a guy that we want to see. So they have some weapons. Let's see how it goes. Was it Kobe Listenby?
Yeah.
TCU.
He can go.
When we think about these preseason stars, always bet on the speedsters because they find a way to make plays. He could be a sixth-round pick.
Especially when you're rolling through a bunch of corners and every team's got one that cannot run, and he will get found on a preseason field. San Diego and Tennessee, really looking forward to Joey Bosa.
I can't split it up.
No, I don't. Again, I'm not a contract guy. Surely they can figure this thing out at some point in time. But San Diego, Tennessee, I mean, Mariota won't see much of him. We've got a rookie there, though, that we previewed on one of our videos to keep an eye on there for the Titans.
Oh, you're talking about Derrick Henry?
We've got Tajay Sharp.
Oh, Tajay Sharp. Today's video, yes. Tajay Sharp starting at
wide receiver. Promotion there, Buck.
He has an opportunity to do it. It's funny because in my head I was thinking about what happened when I went to San Diego and they were telling me, keep an eye on Michael Berkovici.
Burko
has been lighting it up.
Arizona State.
Absolutely.
He's another one that's kind of made for the
– oh, he's a gunslinger. He doesn't care. He's either going to throw four touchdowns
and
have five interceptions or like he's just going to let it go.
He might do both. Just depends on which preseason game. All right. If football's back in L.A., you got the Cowboys and the Rams. By the way, I didn't see Hard Knocks. Did you watch it?
I taped it. I didn't get a chance to watch it yet.
I did watch it.
You watched it? What'd you
was
think?
It good?
Solid. Didn't love the open. I'm a big fan of what NFL Films usually does with the open of the show. Didn't love it. It was a lot of Beverly Hills scenes.
You don't like Beverly Hills?
The scenics were not representative of L.A. Come on. I've lived in L.A. for 6 years. I've been to Beverly Hills like five times. It's not a Beverly Hills.
You know what would have been a great open, Buck? I haven't seen it yet, but I'm just thinking here. One of the things would be great. Say if they went to a, like a local gym. you know, like a workout place where they might have like a basketball hoop or something. Roll in there, find a guy, I don't know, 5 a.m., see if you can see somebody in there just getting some work in, getting some jumpers up. Maybe a guy that's got his phone propped up against the wall.
No cameras.
Propped up.
Propping it up, just trying to.
Except his phone camera.
Trying to find the love back.
Yeah. Because with a little editing bay off in the corner of the gym.
But you know what?
Go in there and slice it all together and all of his mates.
And thinking about that, I think you actually could get a 2-for-1. Because I think you could get Derek Fisher working his comeback on one end.
Ooh, that's right. Do you guys share
and maybe
a gym, TD?
On the other end.
I want to see.
And then maybe we can get them to go one.
Hold up. This is homework. This is happening. This is absolutely 100% happening. That Derek Fisher video where he's got the two basketballs.
Yeah.
TD, you have to do this. Your basketball podcast, the Make It Take It podcast. We encourage everybody to check it out. But you have to redo that entire video.
I'm on it. I was at the gym just yesterday. You know,
I mean, I want it exactly the same.
Consider it done.
Just you're shooting right-handed. That's the only difference.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
I got it. And I'm not 6'2". I'm like 6'.
I'm going to give you a good month to get this done. Because
it's
going to take you a while for you to get some of the ball handling stuff
done tomorrow. Come on, DJ.
But I want to see that. All right. So we've got that game. Goff, we'll see him out in the field for the first time. Looking forward to seeing another rookie quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. They got a couple of them, actually. But the draft pick and Dak Prescott out.
Dak Prescott is really important for him to play well in the preseason because with Kellen Moore suffering an injury, if they're willing to go into the regular season with a young guy playing as the number two, because we know maybe the fragile nature of Tony Romo, they have to make sure that they have this young guy ready to play.
All right, final game of the week is Texans and 49ers. Chip Kelly debut there with the 49ers.
It's quarterback competition. Who do you want? Colin Kaepernick or Blaine Gabbert? Who are you willing to hit your wagon to? That's what Chip Kelly has to look at and determine in the preseason.
And for Houston, some young speed, man. They brought in the draft some young speed on offense. You talk about Braxton Miller coming in there, Fuller coming in there from Notre Dame.
I wonder how long they're going to play with the twos because they should have plenty of fun if they have someone that can throw it around. Maybe Tom Savage will get a chance to throw it around.
Tommy Savage. Remember the hype train on Tom Savage back in the day?
It's still not too late. It's not too late.
Hey, again, I'm not claiming victory, Buck.
It's not too late.
I don't do it.
I'll it's not too late.
Sit and wait on that one. All right, that's. I think that's it for us. Look, we want to just give you a little something here. We got those videos. You guys need to check them out. And we'll be back again next week. And once we get towards September, we'll start getting on that regular schedule. As TD mentioned, looks like Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're going to be busy, man.
A lot of stuff that we'll be doing, but it should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to taking the podcast to the next level.
All right, there you go. There you have it. That's going to do it for us today. This is my third time trying to just cue TD to go ahead and just roll that music. Hey, there it is.
Put it off my game.
Nicely done.
Let's pull the curtain back.
He's starting to work on his ball handling.
All right, here we go. Derek 5. You got to do the out.
All right. Thanks a lot. Check us out, YouTube.
We'll get it right for the season. Preseason form.
Go to NFL.com/podcasts.